The Colorado State Fair has a new general manager this year. Scott Stoller started at the beginning of this month. Stoller comes from the Silver Dollar Fair in Chico, California, where he managed all aspects of that fair. I sat down with Stoller before he started to discuss his new job.
Your role going into this year's fair, how does the fact that it's already planned affect what you'll be doing?
It gives me a huge opportunity to learn my first year, and you know, things have been planned out the way that they've been planned out probably for the last 12 or 15 years, so I get to see that firsthand. It's a pretty unique opportunity that I greatly appreciate.
So you've been a general manager of a fair in Chico for the past how many years?
So 9 years at the Silver Dollar Fair in Chico, and then I was 4 years prior to that in Benton County, Oregon.
What started your interest in working at a fair? Where did that come from?
So I grew up in a small rural county in California, and my family raised livestock. So at a young age, I was very involved in showing and competing at the county fair. And as I advanced into college level, I learned about fair management opportunities, and I took a course at Chico State. And through that, I was afforded an opportunity to do an internship. And the first week on the job with the internship, because I only understood the livestock side of the fair, I asked the manager, I'm like, so when do we start doing livestock stuff? And she's like, oh, that's a whole department. There's somebody that does that. You're here in the administration office, which is over the whole fair. And I was like, oh. It was a really enjoyable internship and stuck with it. And, you know, I did a lot of internships in college that related around fairs, and post-college did a lot of odd jobs here and there at different fairs throughout the state of California.
And what do you see as your biggest challenge in this new role?
The biggest challenge that's been identified to me so far is growth of the year-round use of the facility. So the other, I guess, 50 weeks of the year, the fairgrounds facility is there, and there are different groups that utilize it, but there's area for growth there. So we're going through a process right now of trying to figure out how to grow that and, you know, be more to the community.
The state fair here in Colorado has operated historically in the red, so overspent. I read an article in the Pueblo Chieftain that said this past year things were ahead and the fair was actually making a profit. So my question's not really where is the fair financially now, but how much does that matter for the success of a fair? Do they typically operate at a financial loss?
I hear your question. And they are in better financial position than they had been. They did owe money to the Treasury, and that's been paid off. It's a tricky balance because the State Fair is a public entity, so you don't want to operate at a huge profit. You know, you want to make sure that you're putting any money that is profit back into the facility to make the facility better, or putting it back into the event to make the event better. But on the other side of that, you can't run at a huge negative, because then you risk creating issues like deferred maintenance that are, you know, just ticking time bombs waiting to cost more money. So there's a real balance. My goal is always to try and get it up to where there's 10 to 15% in reserves. It's a very large chunk of land in Pueblo, and there's a lot of buildings on there. So the more you can spend money to keep it in good shape, you can save money and, you know, grow the event and make it more successful.
And what are you most excited about as you start?
So I've been working at fairs as a manager for probably 13 years now, and being at the helm of a state fair is, it's like the pinnacle for me. So I'm very excited, because I really believe that the state fair works with all the county fairs in the state, and it's just supposed to be like the pinnacle for an exhibitor or anybody who participates at the local level. I really want to be a part of the state fair working with all the different communities, and it's been one of my goals, and I'm very excited to actually finally be there.
And I have to ask, because this is my favorite part of the fair, what's your favorite state fair food?
So is it wrong to say all?
Hey, no, go for it.
What is my favorite state? I have so many. Like, I really like barbecue. Like, barbecue at the fair is really good. I dabble in the fried different candy bars, whatever the fried food of the day is.
Fried Nutella and fried bananas. I think I've had those.
Yeah, I don't think I go through a fair without a giant soft serve ice cream cone dipped in chocolate. That might be my number one fair food. That's like taller than your face.
Yeah, good choice. That definitely says state fair. Well, Scott, thanks for your time today. I know we're looking forward to seeing all your activities in your new role, and good luck. And hopefully the fair has good turnout this year.
Hopefully people come out and support the fair, because at the end of the day, the state fair belongs to everybody in the state of Colorado.